Hundreds of people living in remote communities in the Northern Territory are waking up a little bit anxious this morning as Tropical Cyclone Trevor heads towards their homes. The very late season cyclone has already left communities across far north Queensland without power, and now as it moves over the Gulf of Carpentaria, it's becoming stronger. Emilia Turzon reports from the Northern Territory.
It's already struck the Cape York Peninsula, cutting off power and bringing down trees in Lockhart River and Cowan. And now Cyclone Trevor is headed for the Northern Territory as an even more intense system, possibly a severe Category 4. It could strike Groote Eylandt in northeast Arnhem by the weekend.
Yeah, having a tidy up downstairs, securing the boat, sort of getting ready for obviously what might happen in the next couple of days.
Groote Eylandt resident Tom Lawton is busy cleaning his yard in preparation.
So at the moment, the first things I'm trying to get looked after is, getting the boat strapped down to the trailer and probably chained off to the post or the fence, and then the tables and chairs and anything outside, really.
Have you ever been through a cyclone before?
We had a couple in Cairns that came close, but nothing of this sort of size.
The eye of the cyclone is set to span 30 kilometres, and its effects are expected to be felt many times that distance. The Bureau of Meteorology's Peter Marksworth.
So if it does reach a 4 as it approaches Groote Eylandt in particular, we could see wind strengths between 225 and 279 kilometres per hour, which are, you know, very destructive winds. We could see significant roofing and structural damage on many houses and buildings, caravans, and maybe destroyed or blown away, dangerous airborne debris, and potentially widespread power failures.
Emergency services started evacuating vulnerable residents out of several Indigenous communities along the coastline yesterday, and evacuations by road and air will continue today. Mining company GEMCO has a massive manganese mine on Groote Eylandt, and it's also set to evacuate hundreds of its fly-in, fly-out workers. The regional emergency controller, Travis Wurst, says getting people off the island is a massive operation.
So it is our intent at this time, given the trajectory of that system, to remove as many people, if not everyone, from that particular location. A big logistical job, but I can say that we've got a significant planning logistics and operations cell and functional groups in our emergency operations centre working 24/7 to make sure we can get these people to places of safety, because that's our primary concern at this time.
Another Groote Eylandt resident, Ross McDonald, says he can't ever remember his community being evacuated before.
We have a lot of cyclones. I think it's like the third one for this season. This is definitely the one that we've had most concern about, that's for sure.
As for Tom Lawton, he's preparing for anything.
You see what the conditions were at Lockhart. I've seen a few videos and stuff online. It kind of makes you think that, yeah, the wheelie bin out the front can all of a sudden be shooting down the street at however fast.
Groote Eylandt resident Tom Lawton ending that report by Emilia Turzon.